don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, fresh from Chicago and our world underwater. Pete from Scuba Board is in the studio with me today. He came back from Russia, and he was at the Golden Dolphin Dive Show.
I sure was.
On the other side of the planet, freezing his...
My golden Chukas dolphin.
Babushka?
Yes, he was freezing that. But talking diving with all the Russian people, they couldn't understand each other, but they knew it had something to do with water, is what I'm guessing. So,
Podvadi, as they say. Podvadi.
And he wasn't there alone. There were a few other Americans at the Russian dive show. And on the line is Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network, better known as author extraordinaire, books by Eric.com. How you doing, Eric?
Pretty good, Greg. How's it going?
Good, good. I wanted to bring you on because, you know, Pete has his Russian dive show blog, and you have your Russian dive show blog. It's like Battle of the Blogs.
It is, but of course mine is dramatically better than Pete's.
Yes, because you're an author, and you have several books under your belt, and, you know, once again, it's books by Eric.com. He's quite the novelist.
Just for the record, Pete's blog is all about the dive show itself. Mine actually encompasses very little of the dive show. I spent about 2 weeks in Russia leading up to the show, and my notes online are more about that time more than the show itself. So I'll defer to Pete for the dive show.
Yeah, and just for people who don't know, you went to Russia like what, 10 years, 20 years ago or something?
From 1993 to 95, I spent about 6 months in Russia working as a photojournalist. So what I did this time is I went back, took the opportunity to go to the show, but so I went back and re-photographed many of the people I photographed back in the 90s.
They remembered him, too, and that was the pretty cool part. The pictures before and after he showed us at the show, and that was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I bet. And I read some of the stuff, some of the people that you met back in the day, and you ran into them now, and what you'd seen as far as the development of the country. Basically, they're leaving us in the dust now is kind of what I got from some of the stuff.
I don't know that they're leaving us in the dust, but they've sure caught up it really quick in the last 10 years or so. You know, my last time there was actually a brief trip in 97, and the changes that I've seen in the last 11 years were just blowing my mind. I mean, fortunately, they didn't have to invent this stuff from scratch, but we went from the last time I was there back in, actually, I guess in 95 for one of my long trips, I would send home faxes. There was no such thing as internet access, not that anybody could get to. Now, from the dive show this time around, one of our Russian friends who was helping us out had his cell phone there, and I was connecting, I was getting my laptop to a Bluetooth connection off of his cell phone and connecting to the internet.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Thank God for technology. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got those pictures of the mermaids from Russia.
Well, you know,
God bless technology.
I love your mermaids, Greg, but these definitely added a new twist to it. Peter, are those up on your blog?
No, they're not. They're not at Scuba Board.
We don't have nudity on Scuba Board.
Really? That wasn't nudity. They were covered up by latex paint.
By latex paint, right.
Yeah, what's your problem? Come on,
there's a way for people to actually email me and get those pictures if they so want.
Okay, for $9.95, special members only segment.
You guys read that part, didn't you?
Yeah. All right, well, what about diving, Eric? Because we've talked a little bit with Pete. Obviously, the mermaids got brought up several times already about his experience at the Golden Dolphin Dive Show. But what about your perspective? You were there 10 years ago. Did you do any diving back then when you were doing this other photojournalist stuff, or is the diving thing all new?
I think the diving thing is all new. Now, I was there representing Dan Europe. My day job is for Divers Alert Network, and I was helping out the Dan Europe guys. and they were well, we were right beside the magazine Octopus, which is a Russian dive magazine. They've got a couple of really beautiful dive magazines in Russia.
Amazingly beautiful.
But this magazine was celebrating its 10th year, which was pretty phenomenal. 10 years ago, diving, nobody had the money for diving 10 years ago. There were a few people doing some travel, but the idea of an organized dive community there 10 years ago, not at all. But I guess what I would say about the Russian divers, the ones who can do it, who have the money to do it, they're definitely into the gadgets and into the fun and to the adventure of diving. They were just so gung-ho and so excited about diving. They were just eating up every contact about diving they could come up with.
Now, both of you guys had sent me some audio while you were over there, and I remember hearing some of this, and I said, hey, let's just bring you in on the show. We'll talk about this live as opposed to play some tape back. But one of the things that caught your eye is the exhibits at the Golden Dolphin Dive Show there in Russia were slightly different than what we'd see at, like, Our World Underwater in Chicago. Heavy machinery, farm equipment, what's going
chainsaws,
on?
Chainsaws, man, chainsaws.
Chainsaws. There was a Husqvarna booth there. Sorry if you need to get advertising revenue from them. But, yeah, there was a chainsaw booth there. And the short answer is ice diving. You know, these guys, it was February, and it was about 6, 8, 10 degrees most of the time we were there in Moscow for the show. And so if you want to get in the water, you're going to have to kick a chainsaw off and cut through it. But now most of these people travel down to the Black Sea. Egypt is an easy run for most of them out of Moscow. So they're traveling divers. But if they're diving local, they're cutting through the ice.
Well, all right, if they're cutting through the ice, what are they seeing underwater? You got Octopus Magazine. Does that mean seeing octopus are fairly common in Russia or what?
No.
No?
Ice diving is freshwater diving. So you see some fish, but actually most of the appeal of ice diving is, and you being the warm water diver that you are, you'll never see this, but one of the appeal of ice diving is actually the formations and the structures that the ice forms underwater.
They also dive for fish there. I was amazed to see, not really shooting them, they actually wrestle fish like sturgeon from the depths. These big things that are bigger than the diver themselves. They have pictures of these things. You know, 300-400-pound fish that the diver has wrestled out of the water.
Wait, wrestled or spearfished?
Wrestled.
Really? They catch them by hand. Just grab them.
They do.
Yeah, come on! It's like catching a...
We call it noodling here.
Interesting. So they nutty stuff underwater then.
That seems fair because we get those stories all the time about the sturgeon leaping out of the water like on the Suwannee and knocking boaters out of their boat. So here's a case where we're going into their element and dragging them out of the water, and it serves them right, dagnabbit.
Okay. All right. So they're hand wrestling sturgeon there in Russia. Do they do like the upside down hockey on the backside of the ice?
I have no doubt about that, although I...
That sounds like fun. If I was actually going to be crazy enough to do ice diving, I'd want to get in a round of underwater upside-down hockey.
You know, I want to watch that, Greg, when you do this.
Have you ever seen that?
I did not know it even existed.
Yeah, I have seen that on video before. Some listeners have emailed that, trying to coax me into joining them for an ice dive.
I think it sounds like a great recipe for an ice cream headache, but
Brain freeze!
Oh, man.
All right, and now Pete was telling us over the break here that one of the other animals, though, that they do encounter or have over in that part of the world is where you can actually dive with beluga whales. Do you hear any of this, Eric?
Yeah, you know what? There was a tremendous photo exhibition in a competition there at the show, and probably every fourth or fifth picture was a beluga whale. So there was a number of people who had made dives with and gotten close to these belugas. It was very cool stuff.
Now, are they like? Is it pictures of them taking the whale and squeezing like it's beluga
caviar? Yeah,
no. That's sturgeon roe, not beluga.
And beluga whales. I mean, they actually have them.
Caviar as well.
They have beluga whales performing in SeaWorld here in Orlando, so they're kind of more part of the dolphin family than whales, I believe. Am I correct?
You know, that's outside of my purview. I don't know.
I would know that because I've seen the show, so I feel very well informed about the life cycle and the genius that is behind the beluga whale. I've learned
you
that.
You being
SeaWorld.
The beluga expert in Orlando,
SeaWorld University. I was there. Yes.
Well,
so,
there you go.
So I don't know. I would imagine
they're about
are.
They're about the size of a dolphin.
They're a little bigger. It looks like to me.
Yeah, they're longer, bigger, and more pale. Because they're kind of white and gooey looking.
They're definitely white and gooey looking, but it's just amazing some of the shots they have from, you know, 50, 60 foot down as these whales come down to play with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're very social animals, just like dolphins. So
did you see the photograph that won the exhibit, though?
I did not. I was not there. I go, you're talking to Pete. Okay.
I saw several of them. The one that was the beluga?
No. They gave the grand prize winner at the end of the night.
I did not see that.
On Saturday. It was actually two sea lions, but it was a mother sea lion looking dead into the camera and her baby sea lion leaning up against her looking dead into the camera underwater. You know, they're swimming down underwater. They're kind of wrapped up together looking straight into the camera. And you know when this photographer took the shot, it was the ultimate money shot.
And they were dead?
No, they weren't dead. They were alive.
Dead into the camera.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Zombie seals.
You know, one of these times we're going to put Pete and Bill together for an entire show and see if they can out-pun themselves. Oh, boy. All right. So anyway, so they had a photo competition. Same general common type of diving theme that we have around the world that applies to Russia as well.
Pete and I actually talked about this quite a bit. It was, you know, there were some dramatic similarities and some dramatic differences to the show. The facility, Pete, if you want to launch into this.
Oh, gosh, that was a beautiful facility.
It was called Gostiny Dvor. It was literally 100 yards from Red Square. So, you know, we walked out one night after the show to go find dinner, not Pete and I, but some other people and I. And we're walking across Red Square, and it's snowing, and it was just one of these kind of cosmic moments. But it was, it's a beautiful facility, marble floors, and you know, the skylights throughout the whole thing, and it was a great facility, and we had a beautiful time.
So did you get in the whole atmosphere and put a furry animal on your head as well, like like Pete showed us when he walked into the studio today?
A shabka.
I didn't. I opted against that this time. Actually, one of my friends in Russia owns a fur shop, though. So, if I'd wanted one, I could have snagged one easy. But
so you tell me this now after I bought one at full price.
Well,
at full price, you bought one off the street. You said from some gray market guy.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio. Full price.
It's mink. It's mink. Yeah. And
that's what it's going to say in his tax return.
It says right on there, Minsky.
Well, the question is, Pete, did you declare it on your customs form?
What's a custom form?
Customs?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't mink. It was dog. Yeah, dog.
It's cat fur. Cat fur.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, you know what? It sounds like a cool adventure. And, once again, it's booksbyeric.com. You have some information there about your trip, right, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have pictures of the pierogies?
The pierogies.
It's all about food with you, isn't it?
I didn't take pictures of dumplings, but
it's good stuff, just the same. Pete, your blog on Scuba Board, just do what?
That's right. Just look for NetDoc's show blog.
All right, at scubaboard.com. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're heading back to the States, I promise.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Isn't it exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this time is the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
I'm on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
You know, we're going down tomorrow at 40 Fathom Grotto. Hal Watts plays, Ray Black Jr., who was on the show last week, part of the Team Scuba.com NASCAR car that we actually are now an official sponsor of. I think Scuba Board's on there as well for Team Scuba.com. And anyway, we're going to go over to 40 Fathom Grotto, and I think Mermaid Abby's going to join us, as well as Jimmy the Helper Boy, CJ. They're going to do their navigation dive to finish off or round out their advanced open water certification, as I am their dive instructor.
And how deep is that?
Oh, it's deep. It's very
40
deep.
40 fathoms?
I think that's just I don't know, a novel
colloquialism.
Name. No, I think it's just a catchy name they came
up
with.
No, it actually is 40 feet.
Is it 40? Which is yeah. How
240
many?
Feet.
Of course it is. I knew that.
Wait six a minute, Greg. Greg, you told me that this had a nickname. It's, what, the Devil's Ice Cream Parlor, something like that?
No, you're talking about Devil's Den. And we were,
that's
actually,
next door to it.
Yeah, we were going to go to Devil's Den, but then I just started talking to Ray in Chicago by the race car there, and he said, hey, I own this place now, or I lease it from Hal. Why don't you guys come on out and hang out with us? Next Sunday.
Its real nickname for a while was Hal's Hellhole.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well,
yeah, they really cleaned it up. I mean, they've taken out all the junk, all the old cars, all the stuff that they dropped down there because they thought, oh, we'd want to see a big antenna underwater. You know, yeah, right. We'd rather see real Florida, and I think it's a good move on their
part.
Well,
do they still have this motorcycle suspended on midwater or something?
You're going to find this out about this time tomorrow, I think. I have no clue.
Yeah. I mean, it has it on their website, and I think it's 40fathomgrotto.com, I believe. 40, you know, don't spell it out, but the number 40fathomgrotto.com.
I want to go to the Devil's Carport.
there's Devil's Den, there's the Devil's Carport,
Devil's Ear.
Devil's Guest Bathroom.
I think they're all right around that same Central Florida vicinity.
Devil's Wine Cellar.
It could be. It could be indeed.
Devil's Humidor.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like time for some viewer mail.
Devil Fish.
Hey, Greg. Just wanted to let you know, I just finished listening to your show from this past Saturday, February 9th, by the way. It was probably one of your best shows. You guys were in great form. Bill had some pretty good liners there. That's actually what this guy says, and I'm thinking.
Signed Bill's mother.
Now, obviously, he'd been drinking at the time, but he goes on. He says,
"If you guys think you don't think I'm funny, you should meet my mom, because mom's been not thinking I was funny for a lot longer than you have."
I think you're funny.
Continuing on,
but looks aren't everything.
Kevin writes. He says it was really an entertaining episode. The Yukon thing, the algae bloom, suits the thing with the globe, and quote unquote pure as the driven slush.
Oh, I remember that show.
That was you who said that, I think. Anyways, try not to bother you with praise.
I think that was Bill.
But seriously, that was a good show, and just wanted to take a moment to let you know.
Well, wait. They didn't want to bother you with praise?
There's no way to bother us with enough praise.
Oh, we hate getting praise.
We hate it indeed.
I mean, I've usually got to tip someone to get some praise.
Yes, well, let's see what happens if we pick up this line. Dennis, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Great show today, guys. It's nice to see Pete. You've made it back from Russia, and we didn't have any international incidents. You didn't make the national news.
All right, well, that's a good start and a way to brown nose. So what can we do for you today, Dennis?
Well, Greg, I'd just like you guys to come out to one of our bigger events sometime on Scuba Board and broadcast live from there, something like Mega Dive or Invade the Keys.
Invade the Keys, yeah.
Now, we have talked about this Invade the Keys thing. And that's obviously going to be in July.
That's July Keys. We'll have like 150 divers, maybe 200 divers come out, and we're going to invade the Keys. Well, take over a lot of dive shows.
What's Mega Diver? What is he talking? Is that some kind of throwback to prehistoric times or
well,
Megalodon?
Sort of kind. We go down to the Devil's Ear and Ginny Springs, and we have some fun there. We also have a mega dive in the fall where we go to Venice Beach and look for shark's teeth, fossil shark's teeth.
Oh, okay. So you call this mega dive or
yeah, because we have a
dive?
We have mega amounts of people come for it. We have upwards of 200 people come out for a
That's
dive.
That's not to be Lotto confused divers. With magma dive.
What? What kind of dive is that? You know
messy.
What? Mermaid Nikki's coming up, or we're going to talk about her
All
website.
Right.
Maybe that has something to do with that. I'm guessing, but I don't. I could be wrong. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly.
Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Mermaid Nikki, you know, last week on the show from Chicago, she was awarded her Patty Open Water Diver Card live on Scuba Radio from our buddy Jeff Nadler from Patty. He was there on site and actually helped me award her her Patty Advanced Open Water Dive. And he said several times, like, he wanted to thank Craig from Scuba Radio for getting Mermaid Nikki certified.
Craig?
He didn't get my name right, but we're good buds.
Oh, he's talking to you.
Yeah. Well, he was saying, yeah, Craig, you did a great job bringing a mermaid in. God bless him.
Well, it sounds like Greg.
Yeah, it does. Hey, who cares? We're all, you know, have us divers, radio people, we're all half deaf.
Don't take it personal, Bob.
Exactly. Hey, you know,
I mean,
Craig.
Seriously, John, don't worry about it.
Craig. that would have been Jeff. Actually, but it's better than being called some of the other names that I have. So if you're going to get
heard
it wrong,
them.
It's close. Exactly. Most people have.
Rhymes with whoosh bag.
Okay. If you say so. But anyway, Nikki got her advanced open water certification card on the show last
week.
What'd
she have to do for that, Greg?
She had to go through the course. I'm a dive instructor, and that's what CJ and James are going to do tomorrow. They're doing the same thing that Nikki did on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard.
But not with the same flair, obviously.
No, absolutely. I have standards, the Patty standards. We stick to them. We go through. And what we have to do is the navigation dive, which is a little search pattern they're going to have to do. And, like, I think it's a square we have to do, 25 yards each way. Does that sound right, Pete? You know how to do that.
Well, I do now, but we do a triangle.
You do a triangle?
We do
really?
A triangle.
Patty does a square, I believe, if I could be mistaken.
I would like to do a dodecahedron.
Well, that will be for extra credit, CJ.
That is a 12-sided polygon for those
nice.
Of you who don't have math.
Very nice. Well, anyway, Mermaid Nikki, she's working towards Dive Master. She's already an advanced open water certification now, and next is we're working on her EFR, which is an emergency first response. But she has something on her website. We're going to talk about it next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
Wait,
it's not Dave? That creep, really? Okay, Greg, here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
What the hell was that? That was that from Chicago last week? I don't think so.
Sounded like The Simpsons.
I heard that in the courtroom recently, didn't I?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I thought we had filed that somewhere. Anyway, Nikki did get her Advanced Open Water Certification card last week, live on the show. And, you know, it was funny. We brought Jeff Nadler in from Patty to award her the card. And this was a total surprise. She had no idea we even had her card on site, let alone she was going to get it from, like, the number two, three person from the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. That was quite
Yes, and congratulations, Nikki. Here we have the Secretary of Commerce to present you with your certification card.
And
congratulations.
I don't know if it came across on the air last week, but if you go back and listen to the show, when she
we got to go quickly. He's got a Winn-Dixie to open.
that was kind of her response. It was. She was doing the mermaid thing. She was dressed, but it didn't really faze her. And it was kind of like, oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
What does Patty mean?
Exactly. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I don't know. It didn't really faze her like I thought it might. It didn't, but I mean, I know she was appreciative, but I don't know if she was aware of, you know, the scope of the level of notoriety she received.
So you're saying
the
subtleties are lost on her.
I don't know. She's kind of a deep person. If you go to mermaidnikki.com.
I get it. Deep mermaid.
Yes, well, she is. She's a very smart girl, and she's all about saving the world and that kind of thing. Mermaidnikki.com. is her website, and where is this thing at, CJ? Where,
about Us.
About Us, if you click on
which
About Us.
Which is really about her.
Well, it's Mermaid Nikki. It's not Mermaid Nikki and the gang.
Yeah.
By the way, Nikki is N-I-K-K-I.
Right.
Yes, that's how most models spell it.
But it's Mermaid Nikki LLC. So she's a corporation.
Except that's not what the website is. It's mermaidnikki, N-I-K-K-I.com.
All right, but if you go to About Us, what does it say? Do you have that up there,
yeah,
CJ?
It says,
what is it?
To remember where I've been and where I will go through maintaining positive relationships with family and friends.
All right, well, that's nice. I mean, she's, you know, she's always very positive and friendly and outgoing. And but then what is this third
one?
I
felt that way when I was going on these flights in Russia, trying to figure out where I went.
Well, speaking
from
of
Russia,
yeah, what does this mean? Because this is kind of Russian to me. It says to find peacefulness within myself by looking inward, while using my heart to guide my dreams and desires, and my mind to pursue knowledge as well as create balance amongst all of my obligations.
How about to use her mind to edit shorter sentences?
I don't know, but that sounds like gibberish to me.
Maybe proofread.
If you read it out, it'll help you with your breath holding.
Good point. That's what it is.
That's good.
God bless that girl. I don't know. I love her to death. And she sings.
If you touch me like this.
Yeah, see?
If you know me like that.
She's kind of deep. You can hear it in her voice.
Start over.
Integrity. That screams integrity.
No.
This was on the liverboard.
I know.
She was singing.
If you touch me like this.
Okay.
If you hold me like that.
Nice, very nice.
Oh, it's hard to forget, but it's all coming
now,
back
voice.
To
okay.
me now.
Okay.
I feel moved.
Obviously, she sounds like a model to me.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're pretty on the most girls I've shagged.
Until you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
He fancies it, and we fancy it, too. Because, well, we produce it. Greg the Dive Master. Hey, and on the line is Mermaid Nikki. By coincidence, probably not, but let's find out. Nikki, you've been listening?
Yes.
You have?
Well, no.
Okay, good. Because I was just saying, we were just saying some really great things about you. Really.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm totally sure of that.
We were just talking about what a great.
Me like this.
Yeah.
You know me like that.
Yeah.
You were so mean.
He is, isn't he?
CJ, what is the matter with you?
What are you talking about?
She just said you're so mean.
No, she's talking about Craig.
What?
Or David. Or
you know, Craig.
Who's all there?
Craig, the dive master.
We got Pete from Scuba Board, CJ, James, Bill, the whole crew. Everyone except you. Where are you?
Hey, everybody.
We're there.
Hey, Nikki, you got to come and meet the Russian mermaids next year.
Yeah, I heard all about them, Pete.
Yeah,
I'm sure you saw pictures, too.
Yeah, no, I saw the pictures, and then that was the first thing. I went to Mermaid Abbey and Nikki. I said, girls, the bar has been raised. So, well, I don't know.
Hey, Abby's all about it.
No, what do you mean Abby's all about? What about you?
No way,
you're
going
to pass the buck off to Abby just like that?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on, Nikki. They were covered
Greg,
up.
Why don't you do it?
No one wants to see that.
No one wants to see me covered in
ratings with plummet.
Instead of a tail, just get airbrush.
Well, that's what they were doing in Russia.
Yeah, no.
No.
How about a paintbrush?
Oh,
I'd volunteer.
It's just not right. Well, Nikki, now we're going to go diving tomorrow. Are you going to come out there and join CJ and James, or do you not care because you're already a PADI advanced open water diver?
I really want to come, but I didn't work today because of the weather, so unfortunately I need to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And she's,
but maybe.
You never know. She may surprise them.
Yeah, there is always that chance.
But they all want to be you because you're a PADI advanced open water diver now, and CJ, James, and Abby are not. They're just even one step away.
They still want to be, even if I was an advanced.
Oh, you're saying everybody wants to be you.
Of course.
Of course they do. They want to sing like you, too, I believe. Everyone wants to be. You know, this is natural talent right here.
If you touch me like this.
Yes.
If you know me like that.
How many years of training do you have for this?
You know, it's mermaidnikki.com. You know, you ought to stop this modeling thing and just open up a new show in Vegas on the Strip. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah, Celine Dion will get booted.
Yeah, absolutely. I think her run is pretty much up there.
I'll sing her songs and she'll get the boot. That's how it works.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That was her song I was singing. You couldn't tell?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, of course.
You have to have the right ear for it, Greg.
Celine has nothing on you, dear.
All right. Well, Nikki, mermaidnikki.com, the website doing well? You getting some biz?
Yes.
Getting some traffic?
Mm-hmm.
People
doing
checking
good.
Out the pictures and that thing. Once again, it's mermaidnikki, NIKKI.com. Check it out.
Nikki, hey, it's CJ. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you enjoying every moment along this journey, finding laughter, love, and happiness with each day that passes?
Yes. Why is that funny? Is there something funny about that?
Nothing, not at all.
I want to make sure,
because
that's on your website.
Yeah, I know it's on my website. We can't, yes, if there is simply yes.
Yeah, we kind of bring that to you with Scuba Radio, don't we?
Sure.
Yeah. Don't lie now. Your nose is growing.
That's why we like Nikki so much. She can BS with the best of us. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Nikki, we have some trips coming up. We'll keep you in the in the loop in that regard. And who knows? We may even be in the Bahamas next week. We'll have to wait and see, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't sound too excited. Don't break out in song. Just say no.
Yes, we could be in the Bahamas next weekend.
Right.
You never know.
You never know with
if
Nikki.
If you touch me like this.
Yeah, see?
If you know me like that. Oh, wait, start over.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right, Nikki, have fun. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right,
okay?
Thanks, Greg.
Goodbye,
talk to you later.
Nicholas.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Nikki.
MermaidNikki.com, one of my dive students.
Goodbye, Nicholas.
And once again, you can go to our website, hire her for bar mitzvahs, parties, and bowling events.
That's a bar mitzvah to remember.
Yeah, and she'll do the whole mermaid thing, photo op, whatever you need her to do.
Oy vey, Mermaid Nikki, she'll make a man out of you. Come to my bar mitzvah.
What is that? No, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
But if you ask her to sing, she might. You never know. You never know indeed. So we are going to go over to 40 Fathom Grotto tomorrow and get this navigation dive done, and then we'll get CJ James and Mermaid Abby's advanced certification card
Is there going to be someone special there to present it to us? Or?
Well, you won't get the card tomorrow. You're going to finish out the skills tomorrow. And then
we'll just do the hard part tomorrow and no reward.
What do you mean, no reward?
No card.
Reward.
We're trying to work something out where the Undersecretary of the Interior can be there.
Yeah, we're going to get...
Ministry of Parks and Labor.
Somebody with a title will award you the card.
I think you'll have the Director of Scuba Radio there to help
things Craig
out.
The Dive Master? Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'd love to meet that guy someday. Actually, we have made special arrangements. If you go to the Denny's afterwards, the assistant manager will present you with the bill.
Awesome. But not Denny. His name is Charlie.
Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny.
Craig.
Denny's brother.
I still want to meet this Craig.
Yeah, this Craig. I hear he's a pretty popular guy. All right, look, what about suntan lotion? Is it killing the planet? What do you think here, Pete?
I'm dying.
I get this news story.
I'll tell you what, he is the master of the transition.
That Italian...
Hey,
here's Greg's segue.
He sort of smooths it on, doesn't he?
Here's Greg. Hey, what about this?
Go on, Greg.
I am king of the segue.
Go ahead, Greg.
I've never seen you on a segue.
Italian marine biologists have linked 4 UV-blocking chemicals in sunscreens to coral bleaching.
So we have to burn so that the plants can live.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about that exactly? I am
dry,
about as close to
irritated.
An albino as you can get. And without sunscreen, I would not exist.
Wear a hat. Well, look at it this way, Greg.
Yeah.
Most divers who go out wear what? An exposure suit. They're either wearing a skin or they're wearing a neoprene or whatever.
Yeah.
Wear a hat on top of that. How much sunscreen do you really need?
A lot. I'll still fry like a lobster.
Yeah, your face.
Yeah. So I don't know. I screw the coral.
Well, how about a ski mask, Greg?
A ski mask. Yeah, well, the listeners might enjoy that one. But I don't know. We'll think about it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
If sunscreen indeed is causing causing coral bleaching around the world to our reefs, well, the reefs are in trouble because I'm not ready to give up my sunscreen just yet. And I want to save the earth. I want to
murderer.
I love this planet. I want to think green and all that kind of good stuff. But I don't. We got to come up with different ingredients or something. Someone better solve this problem other than telling me to put on a hat.
I know how to do it.
What?
We're going to paint your face with the paint they used on the mermaids.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has to go down painted up like a member of KISS.
What about?
we could put your head in a gallon of motor oil.
Like, what are you doing? You trying out for a rock band? No, I'm trying to save our planet. You know?
You might be onto something.
I don't know. Maybe there could be that. I could maybe go for that. But then again, they'd say, oh, the makeup's going to cause coral bleaching. If it washes off.
Now, I'm confused about two things. Number one.
Well, that's a relief. Only two?
Only two. Number one.
We've only got a couple of minutes left.
How do the ingredients in something which keeps sun from bleaching us bleach coral? That's number one. And number two, how exactly would you get the paint off of the mermaids and onto you? I mean, would you just have to smear your face on them to get it on?
I like where you're going with that. Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. A little more on your nose there. Back and forth. A little harder.
Wait, what are you rubbing there? Oh, hello.
That's not my nose.
Sorry. Sorry, it's not my belly button.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, this is what happens when you get a room full of men together.
And Nikki.
One scenario.
Oh, boy. All right, so anyway, it's been fun. Once again, we're going to go diving tomorrow, and you'll hear about it because we're going to probably record some stuff on site there at 40 Fathom Grotto that will air on next Saturday's show. And there's a slight chance.
Slight?
Slight chance that I might be in the Bahamas.
Well, we're all very excited for you, Greg.
Well, as you
knock yourself out.
I feel better already.
Yeah, we're actually, I'm in scheduling mode right now for the next several months, and we got some big travel plans. Ready to
hear
announce.
That, Bill?
Oh yeah,
and not to mention,
I'm so ready.
September 6th,
he's got his passport out.
You know, last week we mentioned it. September 6th, we're going to be in the Bahamas on the Explorer Ventures EV1 for a wild dolphin dive adventure. It's going to be quite spectacular. You're going to want to join us. Call Explorer Ventures. Go to ExplorerVentures.com and tell them you want to join us September 6th in the Bahamas. All right, you've been warned. The spots are filling up fast. So if you want to go, make sure you tell them now. So, until next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
That's pretty good, CJ. You've been working on it.
Thank you very much.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.